Dava, that South Africa does have a stable regulatory framework and is in fact conducive for business and investment in the country. Joining me now to take a closer look at her views is Shirley Weber. She's Managing Principal and Coverage Head of Resources at ABSA. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Shirley. Overall, the outlook for mining in South Africa for 2019 remains fairly bullish. Is that optimism warranted?
I think the optimism is warranted for a number of reasons, actually. I think the first thing, and everyone will talk about it, is really the regulatory environment. You know, I think from a South African point of view, it's definitely getting there. We've got a mining charter that's definitely a bit more clearer. And if I look at South Africa versus Africa, I think Africa, there's a few countries where we actually need to have a bit more stability and regulatory certainty.
Okay, so some clarity on the regulatory front. I want to touch on Eskom, though, because it's been cited as the biggest risk that looms over the industry right now. In your books, does it have the potential to trigger a collapse?
I think the mining industries and so many other industries are dependent on Eskom. So to have a proper turnaround with the Eskom plan is going to be essential, you know, for the mining industry to be successful. Many, many mining companies actually try and put, you know, captive power plants there, you know, which is maybe off the grid, etc. But in reality, we need Eskom to be successful, for the industry to be successful.
As turnaround plans get worked out then in the interim, productivity is still waning in the mining sector. Input costs are on the up, and despite the higher commodity prices, those are all putting pressure on operating margins, which makes one wonder what happens if those prices make a turn for the worse.
If you look at mining in South Africa, you know, some of the gold mines are marginal, so just a little bit of increases make some of the shafts uneconomically viable. So the companies, with all the labor input costs that's higher, will have to manage their lives a lot more efficiently. Yes.
Absolutely. How much of the answer lies in consolidation of the industry? Is that the ultimate game changer at the end of the day, where it's survival of the fittest that trumps?
Consolidation is, I think, in many instances, a very good thing. If, for example, it makes sense from a logistical point of view, if the mines are next to each other and the ore bodies are linking up, then it makes sense. We've seen a few consolidations happening in the mining industry, which was a bit odd because, you know, there's not necessarily synergies, you know, for efficiencies, but maybe there's a bigger purpose, you know, to have some of these consolidations that's maybe linking, getting more into Africa or more into in different countries, etc. So the purposes were not necessarily just all for efficiency.
Okay, so it's a focus on building for purpose as opposed to just bulking up strength at the end of the day. No matter the size, you know, the same challenges are faced by mining players across the board. You're dealing with the rising cost of power when there is supply available, labor challenges, policy shifts that are needing to be navigated as well. Are there appropriate risk management strategies in play? And you alluded to it a little bit earlier on. One would hope that by now, severe enough lessons have been learned, but are those strategies firmly in place?
We've definitely seen from a financial institution point of view, and that's what we do from an ABSA point of view, helping clients, you know, to do appropriate risk management from a currency and a commodity point of view. We've seen so many fluctuations happening, you know, currency and commodity prices, that our clients really need to look out for those. Many players in the past have never done any hedging. For example, you know, to protect their bottom line. And more we see clients 30%, 40%, 50% of their production, you know, in the future, they're actually hedging, which is quite good because they're protecting their revenue, but they're also protecting, if banks were giving them out loans, they're protecting the repayment really of that. So it makes it positive.
We're talking about exploring new avenues amongst the solutions that are being looked at, mechanization. I mean, we're talking mining for the future here, and mechanization naturally, you know, filters into that equation. How does something like that become more palatable from a socio-economic perspective?
see in reality in South Africa, you know, we've got a labor force that's very big in the mining industry. And, you know, we've created employment, etc., in the mining industry. With mechanization, you know, there's this place for mechanization, but depending on the type of mine and the ore body that's there, so it all depends on geological structures, you know, for mechanization to actually work as well. And it can be positive and negative, but I don't think any of our mining companies will actually take labor out of the system completely and replace it with mechanized mining.
Yeah, and that's an understanding that needs to be communicated, I guess, through to all stakeholders. At the end of the day, do you see South Africa building up its competitive advantage within this sector yet again? We've had many conversations at the Indaba this year talking about South Africa, in fact, losing or falling down the ranks in terms of competitive muscle when compared to some of our African peers?
On the African continent, I mean, Africa is, there's commodities, there's oil, there's gas, etc. I think we're in a very prime position, you know, to make it work. In South Africa, for example, you know, we've got gold, we've got platinum, we've got diamonds, etc. We've got complex reserves, and what we'll have to focus on from a mining point of view is to make sure that efficiencies within the companies, efficiencies with the type of funding structures we give there, to make sure, you know, that the funding structure actually links up with what the mine actually needs. So every little bit of inefficiency from a labor, input cost, power, all of that will actually make a difference in these companies' lives.
Let's leave it there. Shirley, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us today. Of course, Shirley Weber joining us. She's a managing principal and coverage head of natural resources at ABSA.